Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Barb Peterson, and she's the director for the Diabetes Center at Cass County Health System. Good morning to you, Barb.
Good morning.
Well, the months have been flying by, Barb, and so coming up, it's a special month.
Right, and I hate to tell everybody, it's going to be November next week. And November is also American Diabetes Month, sponsored by the American Diabetes Association.
And so, as usual, you have a number of special things planned, actually, throughout the month. But you're going to kick the month right off on November 1st?
Yes, we are. We're having a program called Smash Diabetes. It's going to be Sunday, November 1st at 1 p.m. at the McCurdy Pumpkin Farm. And we're going to smash diabetes together, bring a jack-o'-lantern or grab a pumpkin there, and we'll record everybody smashing their pumpkins together, kind of to take out their frustrations about diabetes, but also to get some exercise and have a fun event.
Yeah, this is sort of unusual, Barb, but what a clever idea. Smash diabetes and, hey, let's take care of some of those pumpkins. And I think there are plentiful pumpkins out there, so they can get a pumpkin there or they can bring a pumpkin.
Yes, they can. Maybe one that you've decorated that's gotten a little soft on the front porch might be good, or you can pick a pumpkin out there as well.
Okay.
This is open to anybody, and young kids as well as grandma and grandpa, whoever wants to come.
Okay, and what time is all this happening?
It happens at 1 o'clock this coming Sunday, November 1st.
And we maybe should just let people know where the McCurdy Pumpkin Patch is, just in case people don't know. I think we drive by it out there on 7th Street out on the east part of Atlantic. You know, if you've been by that corner out there by 71 and the corner out there, I think you have seen it because they've had a maze. They have lots of pumpkins and so on. So, hey, get on out there and let's hope that it's a nice sunny day, just some more fall weather. We've been having gorgeous fall weather. It puts us in the mood for sure.
Yeah, it'll be a good afternoon. Get outside, run around a little bit. I think it'll be a wonderful event for families.
And will you have some information there about diabetes and the events coming up?
We'll have a little bit of information there, and we're going to take a video and post that on our website so you can check all the fun later if you can't make it. We are going to have some refreshments as well, so we might get thirsty running around.
Okay, great. Sounds like a really fun activity, Barb, and something a bit unusual. But let's, I know you have some other activities you want to mention, but let's talk a little bit about diabetes and, you know, why should we be concerned, if at least aware, if we're not?
Well, Diabetes Month in November kind of brings about the awareness that diabetes is out there and affects a lot of people. It affects nearly 30 million people. Children and adults in the United States today, and that number continues to climb. It's nearly 10% of the population, so if you don't have diabetes, you probably know a few people that do have diabetes. Another 86 million Americans have pre-diabetes, and that means that they're at risk for developing type 2 diabetes. And
one of the scary things, I think, Barb, is that number is, well, the number for everybody, but it seems like the number for children keeps coming up. And we didn't used to hear, very seldom did we hear children having diabetes.
Right. Diabetes in children can be, usually it's type 1 diabetes where their body doesn't make any insulin, they have to take insulin. They can also get type 2 diabetes too if they're carrying around some extra weight or if they have family members that have diabetes as well. And where we're in a society that maybe isn't quite as active as we used to be, we tend to be a little bit more risk for type 2 diabetes as well.
Okay. And so that includes all of us of all ages. But you did mention, maybe you were going to mention this again, that you were saying if other family members have diabetes, your risk does go up?
Yes, if you have family members that have diabetes, you're at a greater risk for getting diabetes. If you're also African American or Hispanic, you have almost twice the risk of developing diabetes as those people that are not. So,
and I think, Barb, the first thing that comes to mind for a lot of us when you talk about people who have diabetes or we have diabetes is that we can't eat any sugar. I mean, basically, we have to change our diets. But there are other things that how diabetes affects our bodies.
Right. Not do we just think about sugar, but we also think about cholesterol and blood pressure and keeping those under good control. Diabetes can affect your kidneys. It can affect your eyesight. It can be one of the primary causes of amputations for people due to lack of feeling and lack of circulation.
So it's a serious kind of thing to consider, and we do need to be kept aware. And I know that, Barb, that's one of the reasons that you do these kind of events during the year. Let's talk about a couple of those other events coming up, and then if you have some more information about diabetes, we can talk about that. But you have a couple other things on your calendar that you want to mention.
Right. Here at the hospital, we're giving a program on November 19th for the Healthy You. It'll be Diabetes and Your Holiday Plate. It's a lunch and learn, so we do need RSVPs beforehand to make sure we have enough lunch for everybody. And the dietitian, Emily Kringle, is going to give that program, and I think it'll be fun and good ways to think about how you make your holiday meals or the items that you're serving.
So since it's lunch and learn, it is at noon, and is it in conference room 2?
Yes, it's in conference room 2, so we should have plenty of room for everybody that wants to come.
And if you want to come, as you said, better give people a call, RSVP, and you could do that now. You don't have to wait till November 1st to make that call.
No, you can call, and the number to call there is 712-243-7479.
Or just call the operator and say, I want to make a reservation, if you don't remember that number. But get your reservation in. And it's always a good lunch, in addition to good information. So this will be another one of those Healthy You programs. And then there's another kind of special day that you wanted to mention.
Right. As part of American Diabetes Month, we're having National Healthy Lunch Day, November 17th. Not really have any featured things here at the hospital, but just nationwide, if you want to pay attention to what you're having for lunch on November 17th, to make sure that it is a healthy lunch, whether you buy it or whether you pack your lunch, just to pay attention to that. And the American Diabetes Association website, diabetes.org, will have some healthy hints for making a healthy lunch.
And that would be good information for all of us. You know, I tell myself, don't always follow what I tell myself, but I tell myself that, you know, I'd be lots healthier, everybody would be healthier, if we followed those kinds of guidelines for what diabetics are recommended.
Yeah, that would be great. You know, people always think with diabetes we're recommending a special diet for them. In fact, it's a diet that anybody should follow. And if they did, they would be healthy regardless of whether they had diabetes or not.
Still balanced, still can have lots of different kinds of food. So really a good basic diet to follow. Okay, some other things that you wanted to remind us about diabetes?
Diabetes Month, the American Diabetes Association website, diabetes.org, will have recipes each week selected by noted chefs and cookbook authors. So I invite you to check that out and see what you can find. And also they're talking about healthy eating from start to finish with planning and shopping, preparation and cooking, plating and serving, and complete information on those food items.
You know, when you're saying from start to finish, that just sort of reminds me that sometimes, you know, we're home at night and we go, oh, I don't know what I'm going to have to eat. Well, probably some planning ahead of time would have made that happen. And it doesn't take a long time to make a meal, but you kind of got to plan ahead to have either things in your freezer, things ahead, easy make things. And I'm sure this website's going to help us do that.
Yes, I think it'll help you, give you some tips on how to do some of those things so you can plan ahead and be prepared for the times when you might be rushed after work or rushed in the morning heading out the door, that you can have something healthy and that tastes good to you,
yeah,
too.
That's kind of important, Barb, that it tastes good. That's number one for most of us, for sure. So let's remind folks, first of all, the Smashing Pumpkin event for Smash Diabetes is when and where?
It's Sunday, November 1st, this coming Sunday at 1 p.m. at the McCurdy Pumpkin Patch here in Atlantic.
And the Healthy You program is?
The Healthy You is November 19th at noon at Conference Room 2 at the hospital, and we do need you to register for that.
Okay, thank you very much, Barb Peterson, who is the director for the Diabetes Center at Cass County Health System. Until next time, Dolly Parton said, "The way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain."